Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I am pleased to be joined by Midwest Partnership Administrative and Marketing Coordinator Lindsay Pasuti. We're going to be talking about the Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa's Journey to Your Vision Seminar in Guthrie Center next month. Lindsay, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So just kind of talking about the seminar in general, you just kind of want to give an overview of how this came about and who is most beneficial by attending this.
Sure. So the Journey to Your Vision is a program that's put on by Renew Rural Iowa, like you mentioned, which is housed in the Iowa Farm Bureau. And they do these workshop sessions throughout the state each year, four of them or so, but they're all over the place. And so we're really excited to bring them to Guthrie Center here in our region. As far as who should attend, it's really geared towards anyone and everyone. Without sounding like that's a one-size-fits-all sort of situation, the basis of the seminar is really towards getting to understand the stages of business growth. And so when you're talking about, you know, startup to growing, to have employees, to having a bunch of employees, there's lots of different things that happen at each of those stages. So the main part of the seminar is understanding those stages and understanding where you are so that you can move on and grow. So anyone from just having an idea that wants to get their business off the ground, or they just started, or they're thinking about hiring their first employee, to someone that has 20, 30, 50, 100 employees, but they're the manager or the CEO or the HR professional, they'll get something out of this for sure.
Sure. And I see you have seven stages there. I don't want you to give too much away because I want attendees to gain that valuable experience for themselves while they're at the conference. But maybe just give kind of an overview of what each of the seven stages kind of represent and what they mean for individual businesses.
Sure. So I attended the session in Harlan last year, so I went through it as kind of a business owner myself, as well as a representative for Midwest Partnership, to see if this was a seminar that we wanted to bring. And so I identified more on the startup phase of things, but that's going to be pretty obvious what that means. But then it goes to ramp up as you start to hire your first employees and go on from there, as you're delegating maybe some of the roles. As an owner of a small business, you do everything. You are the HR person, you're the marketing person, everything. But as a business grows, you start to hire on more of those specialty things. And so that kind of goes through the third, fourth, and fifth phases to where, you know, towards the end of a larger, not the end of a life cycle, but for the highest stage, stage six and seven, there's really a hands-off approach for that manager, that CEO, that owner, because there's so many people involved in the business. So that kind of just shows you from small to very large and any phase throughout, there's a lot happening.
Perfect. And this will be led by a couple of individuals in the area of business and business networking by Mike Cleese, president of the Renaissance Executive Forums of Iowa, and Joel Bennett, the lead consultant at Veal Hoden Consulting. You know much about the presenters and how you got them to come out here and what they bring to the conversation.
Sure. These guys are experts in all things facilitating and helping with people figure out where they're at with the businesses. And so with that, they're very hands-on. This is you get a workbook, you're there taking notes and making some plans for your own business. But with this seminar in particular, there's several partners that are there as well to kind of share information about their services. So it's also a bit of a networking opportunity as well. You get to meet some of your local service providers, other business owners. So it's not just, you know, something like that you can take on a webinar. It's really a show up and be present and get a lot out of it. So ISU, Cirrus will be there, as well as the Small Business Development Center, and then our local partner is Guthrie County State Bank. So they've got some other things to present on those partners during the lunch break.
Okay, perfect. And I see here, just looking at the schedule, at towards the end of the day, there's going to be some action planning. You mentioned a couple of times that it's a very hands-on conference business event. you want to maybe just give a couple of examples of things that they might be able to do during that action planning session, different businesses that will be networking with other businesses?
Sure. I mean, a lot of it is goal setting and understanding where you're at and getting your key players on board so that you know what those next action items are when you return to your business. But I guess I just can't stress enough how important this is for people to take the time to work on their business so that they can continue to move forward. We had someone in our region attend 3 of them over the last few years, and they said that every time they've been to one of these seminars, it's similar content information, but they're at different stages of growth, and so they can get something different out of it because they're focusing in on where they're at now, where they want to go, and continuing to move forward.
Awesome. And I know there's a couple of pieces of contact information for registration. Free for participants, but registration is required. So you kind of want to give those pieces of contact information so that prospective businesses or individuals know how they can register.
Yeah, so on our website, MidwestPartnership.com, there's a tab that's for the Journey Seminar. Online reservation is there.
All right, perfect. Lindsay, that sounds like a great opportunity for businesses. And of course, Midwest Partnership's got a lot of other things coming down the pipeline here. We'll get be sure to tune into Raccoon Valley Radio for all the latest on that. Lindsay, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.